Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, June 7th, 2013. Today we are talking about PRISM, P-R-I-S-M. This is the program run by the National Security Agency and the FBI, primarily the NSA, in which it obtained data, direct access it had to Google, Facebook, Apple, Skype, and other service providers and communicators. This program gave NSA and FBI direct access to the servers of these companies. This comes on the heel of the Verizon scandal, in which we learned that the NSA and FBI had obtained from Verizon data about our phone calls that gave them access to every telephone call that we made. Now we learn that they have direct access to every email. In other words, they can actually read what you are typing. This sounds far-fetched with the millions of people in America, but nevertheless, this is happening today. This is part of a secret program, as I said, called PRISM, P-R-I-S-M. Perhaps PRISM would be a better word, but PRISM is the name of it. And it gives these companies give NSA and FBI this complete data, although when asked about it, all the companies, every single one of them, denied any knowledge of it. But the NSA repeatedly says in its reports and its reports to its agencies and agents and in its training manuals that it has the cooperation of these companies. It gives them both live communication, meaning as you type, and stored information, meaning search history, things like that. This is authorized, the government says, by FISA, F-I-S-A, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which gives the government the right to try to interpret information, intercept information, chasing foreign terrorists. But this PRISM program was specifically directed toward and targeted toward Americans to get all of their information. FISA itself, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, is a form of rubber stamp warrants where a special secret court is set up to give the government warrants to do this searches. But in this situation, they didn't even comply with that. I mean, even as simple as that is, they didn't even do that. And if they have a warrant, it is certainly a secret searching for terrorists, but specifically targeting Americans. This data collected, a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment, but hey, who cares? Who even, as Nancy Pelosi said, you've got to be kidding when talking about the Bill of Rights. This information that they're gathering could be used for anything, literally anything, to as a predictor of future behavior, for example. Kind of a minority report, pre-crime type of thing. It could also be used to intimidate and harass and so forth, or any other thing. It is a violation of the Constitution, but no one seems to care. Well, the New York Times did an editorial about it the other day. It came out on Thursday afternoon in their online edition, a scathing editorial, I might say, when they criticized the person that they have defended and fronted for and blocked for so many years. Their online edition, the editorial, used the expression, "The administration has now lost all credibility." That was what they said. I'm quoting it again. "The administration has now lost all credibility." But when the online edition came out, the words "on this issue" had been added. On this issue, yes. It has lost all credibility on this issue and on many others, including Benghazi, the IRS, and the Reportergate scandals. Speaking of the IRS, we have some good news to report. A person finally stepping forward with some courage, a woman, mother, housewife from Wetumpka, Alabama, small town in Alabama, came to Washington to testify as founder and president of the Wetumpka Tea Party, Becky Gerritsen, and her, you know, just a woman living in her little town in Alabama and running her family and chairing this Tea Party group, has now become one of the more famous women in America, thanks to her courage and her refusal to back down to the fat cat slime balls sitting in front of her, taking testimony from her in Congress. She testified before the House Ways and Means Committee, and she had to put up, her and her fellow witnesses, put up with being mocked by Jim McDermott, who has been in Congress so long he feeds there like a pig at his trough. He thinks that he owns it. He owns the entire country. You know, he owns his Capitol Hill haircuts and his Capitol Hill lunches and his exemption from Obamacare and exemption from Social Security and his congressional salary for life and so forth. That's all his, thanks to our largesse. Well, he persecuted these witnesses, especially Becky Gerritsen. He told them that, you know, basically this is your fault, he said. You come here to ask for this tax break. You know, if you didn't ask for it, you wouldn't get persecuted by the IRS. You know, you want to be free from political targeting. But he says you really want to be free from any scrutiny at all. You know, what a great congressman the people of Washington have put in that office. Well, Becky Gerritsen had some words for him. Let me quote what she said to him. She said, "I'm not here as a serf or vassal. I'm not begging my lords for mercy. I'm a born free American woman, wife, mother, and citizen. And I'm telling my government that you've forgotten your place." Well, amen, Becky. Indeed, they have forgotten their place, and that is for sure. She went on to say, "This was a willful act of intimidation to discourage a point of view. What the government did to our little group in Wetumpka, Alabama, was un-American. It isn't a matter of firing or arresting individuals. The individuals who sought to intimidate were acting as they thought they should in a government culture that has little respect for its citizens." Amen again. She is right on point. And Becky Gerritsen, hero of the week, in my opinion. Well, that was her testimony before Congress. Most of the people sitting there taking her testimony, not really fit or deserving to even sit before her and hear it. She is not a vassal, she says. I hope they were listening. Well, that is the way it is in Congress right now. It's true, there's a monster out there, as the title of this podcast says. There's a monster on the loose. That monster has no credibility, the New York Times says. It is the federal government. It is huge and out of control, thrashing around, devouring everything in its path, growing like a malignant tumor, eating everything that it comes in contact with. What can we do about it? Well, defund. That is the only way. Defund the systems that feed it. The systems will not be changed unless some of it is defunded. The NSA, the FBI, many, many, many others, all of these alphabet agencies should be defunded, torn down, and salt poured on the ground so nothing can grow there again. That's the way I see it, folks. Friday, June 7th, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.